and dry.
She was supposed to pay the car note. She was supposed to pay the mortgage.
I can't pay any of that without the money.
Time to sink or swim.
She didn't give me the money in cash. I was supposed to pick it up from someone.
She lied.
Right now, I'm not believing a whole bunch of what you're telling me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sierra Rogers is suing her former friend, Shatan Hayes, for the balance on an Infiniti Q45 and for misappropriating money she'd given her to pay bills.
Order. All rise. This is case number 548 on the calendar, the matter of Rogers versus Hayes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Rogers, your complaint alleges that the defendant, who was a friend of yours,
yes,
owes you some money. First, you claim that you gave her some money to pay bills for you when you were sent out to sea for your job.
Correct.
You claim she did not pay your bills. You want that money
yes.
back. Secondly, it is your claim that you purchased a car actually for her use because she fell on some hard financial times. She needed a car to look for work. And you retained ownership of the car, so the title was in your name.
Yes.
Despite the fact that it was purchased for her.
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a merchant seaman.
How long have you been a merchant seaman?
7 years.
You like it?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
Don't like the money.
You like the money?
I do.
What kind of money do you make as a merchant seaman? I'm curious.
It varies about a year, depending on how much I work. It can range anywhere from $30,000 to $100,000.
Not bad. Not bad. But you're not crazy about it?
No.
Okay. Now, Ms. Rogers said that when she went out to sea, you had physical custody of this car.
That's correct.
And she's since repossessed the car, so she now has the car.
This is not the first time she has just taken the car.
Your story is a little different, so I'm not quite understanding when you say to me that this isn't the first time she took back the car. You claim that it was purchased for all of you to use, you, the plaintiff, and her boyfriend.
Right.
And you weren't supposed to pay for anything, just use it.
Right.
Okay. Now, she wants the car fixed up because she said that while it was in your possession, it was damaged and unusable. And when you got a job and got back on your feet, she expected you to just start paying something for the car, and you said to her, that's not the deal.
That's right, because I wasn't working at the time, and she wanted to make almost 20-year-old car brand new. I told her that if she decided to do that, then I didn't want any parts in it, because for one, I couldn't afford it, and two, I didn't agree to it. But she went anyway and got this work done to the car. The car rode just fine. There was no problems with it.
So the car was fixed and cosmetically enhanced.
Right, that's correct.
Is that what you did to the car?
Yes.
When you say cosmetically enhanced, you had it painted?
No, I repaired the dents that she had put in the car.
Not painted?
No, it was never painted.
What else was done to the car?
We had regular mechanical stuff that had to be done, brakes, rotors, just minor wear and tear stuff that would be expected to go wrong with a car of the age.
So, you have it back. It's your car. What do you think she should pay for it?
Because the agreement that we made was by me purchasing this car for her, she would reimburse me my money. She would pay for any expenses, any tickets, anything, registration, taxes, anything associated with this car. This was just supposed to be a temporary thing in my name. The car
until
was purchased.
Until she paid for the car?
Correct.
And how much was the car?
Originally purchased, it was $1,800.
Did she ever pay you any money for the car?
To this date, not a dollar.
Now, when you were out to sea, which was from when to when?
From August of 13 till October of 13.
Did your boyfriend use the car?
For a week or so, yes.
Did your boyfriend use the car?
Yes, he did.
Whose idea was it for your boyfriend to use the car?
His idea.
Did he have your permission?
Yes, he did.
Did you tell Ms. Hayes that your boyfriend had permission to use the car?
No, I did not. During that time I was out to sea, he did not have access to that car. He didn't get access to the car until I had repossessed it the first time.
Well, when did you repossess it the first time?
In October of 13.
And you repossessed it why?
Because she hadn't paid anything on the car.
And then you gave it back to her?
I did.
When?
In, I want to say, November of 13.
Why?
I didn't personally give it to her. I gave it to her brother to do the repairs on a car that was needed.
And?
And eventually she ended up with the car.
Well, no. How did that happen? That doesn't sound normal to me, Ms. Rogers.
They lived together. That's her brother. She was probably using the car to do her commuting and stuff like that.
No, I paid her money and she allowed me to use the car
again. Ms. Rogers, forget the car. The car is yours. titled in your name. Who's driving it now?
No one.
Why?
It's parked. It's on Craigslist to be sold.
Oh, good. When you sell it, you get some money. I can't deal with that. You repossessed it. Now, let's talk about the $1,800 that you say you gave her in cash to pay your bills. You gave that to her when? In what month? In August?
Yeah, August.
I mean, is it yes, or did you give it to her in August? When did you give it to her? I'm sure you have proof of giving her the money.
Yes.
Show me.
Well, I'm going to just give you this.
No, just show me proof of the money that you gave her in August of 2013 when you went out to see. You told me you gave her money, $1,800 and some odd to pay your bills.
It doesn't really work out like that, but I'm going
to
give you this.
Explain it to me.
I'm going
to
explain. Okay, so the money was given at two totally different times. When the money was given to her, one was given to her to pay my car note. The other money...
Just a minute. When?
In August.
And how much did you give her?
$300.
And where exactly were you when you gave her this $300?
In Norfolk, Virginia.
And she was in Norfolk, Virginia?
Yes.
Why didn't you pay your car note?
Because I didn't have enough time to pay it before I was going to be deployed.
How had you been paying your car note before?
I would go in the bank and pay it.
Why don't you send them a check?
I didn't pay my bills like that.
Why not? How do you get paid from the Merchant Marine?
Sometimes it's direct deposited. Sometimes they pay us off in cash. It varies. Every ship, every company is different.
Ships don't pay in cash.
Yes, they do.
Ships that are registered in the United States pay you in cash?
Yes.
And then they send you a form at the end of the year to pay your taxes?
No, we get pay vouchers.
What's a pay voucher?
Pay voucher. I'll show you.
She didn't give me the money in cash. I was supposed to pick it up from someone.
Okay. Let me hear. While she's looking for that,
I was supposed to be picking. That's somebody else owed her money, and I was supposed to pick the money up from him and pay it on her car note.
Just a second. It's getting more interesting. Somebody else.
Yes, I was supposed
owed her
to
money.
Collect
Who's
the money.
Who's the somebody else who owed her money?
Another guy named. His name starts with a D. I don't remember it, but I went to him to get the money to pay her car note, but he did not have all the money in full.
How much did he have?
He only had about half of it.
No, don't give me about. You went to this person.
He had about $150.
So did he give you the
Her car note was $328.
Did he give you the $150?
Yes, he did give me $150.
What did you do with it? Don't look over there. Look over here. What did you do with it?
Well, with that $150, I deposited that $150 into her account. But it wasn't enough to cover her car note.
Oh, just a second. So you deposited $150 in her what account?
Her bank account at Wachovia.
Her bank account?
No, Wells Fargo. It's
her
Wells Fargo.
Bank account yes. at Wells Fargo.
Yes. I object. She didn't deposit anything.
She gave me her account information.
Just a second. Not sure whether she did or not. If I called my banker at Wells Fargo and asked my banker at Wells Fargo not to tell me what's in your account, but if you have an account at Wells Fargo, would I be told that you have an account at Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Good. That makes it easy. And what kind of an account do you have at Wells Fargo?
A checking.
Checking account. That's what we're waiting for, Miss Rogers. So we have a checking account. So there would be no reason for you to go to the bank and make a note payment when you have a checking account, because you could write out a check. Now, I don't necessarily believe that you put the money in her bank account. Did she give you a deposit slip? Did she give you the number of the account? Is that
she
what
happened? She gave me, she texted me her account information. So
you
when
happen
I went
to have that?
No, I don't have the text message, but she texted me her account information, and I was supposed to deposit the $300, but never gave me the full amount. I felt like because she had done the favor with the car, I would put the rest to it, but I never got a job, so I never had the money to pay it. So that made her car payment late.
Is what you're telling me, because right now I'm not believing a whole bunch of what you're telling me, because somebody who has a checking account does not go to a bank to make a car payment. That doesn't make sense to me.
The bank that the car note is supposed to be paid to, they don't accept electronic payments. So any of my bills that's on Wells Fargo
You don't have to make an electronic payment. You mail
any of the bills that's from Wells Fargo, they are electronically paid through my bill pay. So any money that comes out of that Wells Fargo account that is going to another institution is sent electronically unless they don't accept electronic payments. And a paper check is made. But the bank and Wells Fargo institution, they must not have known that the lien holder did not accept electronic
payments. What I'm asking you is it your claim that you personally gave her $300 to make your car payment? Or was she supposed to pick up that money from somebody else?
I gave it to her.
Okay. What else?
Okay, so the car note and then the fee that was assessed because it wasn't paid.
No. You said you gave her $1,825 when you went out to sea.
Yes.
So far, I got $300.
Okay.
If I believe you.
Okay. Then the mortgage payment, which was also borrowed, an amount of $1,100.
Just a second. Mortgage payment on what?
On my home.
Also borrowed by whom?
Shatan. Now, it's a complicated story. But basically, I pulled that money out, and she was supposed to pay it right back. And when I say right back, I mean right back. She did not pay it right back, thus causing the mortgage to be late. She told me when I had phoned her that it had been paid. She told me that she had the receipts.
You didn't say that to your complaint. That's not what you said. You didn't say that you loaned her $1,825 and she was supposed to pay it back. That's a claim. She needed money. I loaned her $1,825 and she was supposed to pay it back. She didn't make my car payment. I didn't make my mortgage payment because she didn't put the money back in my account. That's a loan. That's not what you said. You said I gave her $1,825 to pay my bills.
Yes. She was supposed to pay the car note. She was supposed to pay the mortgage.
I can't pay any of that without the money. So I don't.
If I gave her this money, then she was supposed to give it right back.
What do you mean, if you gave her the money, she's supposed to give it right back? Prove that to me. She says it never happened. Prove it to me.
She lying. Look at those.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
You two can be described as Star Wars junkies. You're both interested in Star Wars memorabilia. You collect it, you trade it. You have 5 minutes to go outside and decide what items you can agree on. Otherwise, it's adios for you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sierra Rogers says, former friend Shatan Hayes owes for the balance on a car and for misappropriating money.
Now, I'm looking. I don't know what I'm supposed to be looking at. Would you look at these papers and show me which of these papers proves that you gave her $1,825? I see you discharged from the Merchant Marine. I see
none of them. None of them will show that.
None of them. Well, then show me a piece of paper that shows that you gave her $1,800. She says you didn't give it to her.
I gave her the money.
Show me.
Those papers are showing
Show me where it came out of.
Okay,
show me a bank.
That's why I gave you this.
No. Show me in August 2013 that you took out from your Wells Fargo account $1,825 and gave it to her, and she was supposed to pay your bills with it.
I didn't have to take the money out of the bank. I had got paid off in cash.
I don't believe you, Miss Rogers. Goodbye.
As I excuse you, may step out.
I volunteered to purchase the car for her because she was supposed to get this large lump sum of money.
She used the car, her boyfriend used the car, everybody used the car.
She was going to pay me back when she got a lump sum of money.
And I don't feel like I should pay for a car that I'm not even using.
Unfortunately for me, I ended up leaving before she could give me the money back.
She had a lot going on and she decided she just wanted money, so.
Yeah, she got it. She spent it. She blew it.
She decided to sue people to get her money back.
I mean, I played cordial for a little while.
Well, I hope we can speak.
But right now, it's probably non-existent.
I just hope she can put this past her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Moriucci versus Kennard. Step forward.
Tristan Moriucci is suing mold maker Zach Kennard for the return of replica Star Wars helmets and other costumes. Zach claims Tristan still owes him money for making the molds.
Let me tell you both right now that the only way I'm going to be able to help either one of you is if you decide right now that you are going to be cooperative with each other. I'm going to explain why. From what I gather, you two can be described as Star Wars junkies. You're both interested in Star Wars memorabilia. You collect it, you trade it, you make it, but you both have extensive Star Wars hobby art collections. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that right? And it is your claim that the defendant, who was a friend of yours, and a friend of yours, I assume because of your passions for Star Wars, has a lot of your property.
Yes, Your Honor.
And he says you have a lot of his property. And in addition, he says he did work for you that you were supposed to pay him for that you never did. Because of certain legal constraints, we are unable to show any picture or any piece of the Star Wars brand. You understand that? So if I was sitting in another court, what you would do is you would bring in by truck or barrel each item that you were contesting, and the judge would say, show me where this is yours, and show me where this is yours, and the judge would make a ruling on each individual piece. I can't do that, because you may be able to show me a picture of it, but I can't show that picture to the tens of millions of people who are watching this program. And that's why we make television, so everybody can see what I see. Have I explained that reasonably well to both of you?
Yes. Yes.
Great. So when I say to you both that in the spirit of cooperation, you have to be prepared, because I understand you've tried a mediator. Is that right?
Correct. It's not true.
You haven't tried a mediator.
We have never had a mediator involved.
Well, are you both bright people?
I like to think so.
Yes?
Yes.
You have 5 minutes to go outside and decide what items you can agree on. Otherwise, it's adios for you. Do you understand? Outside. 5 minutes. You better hurry up. Now you have 4.5 minutes. Outside. Exit.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Everything I had of his, I dropped off at his house because I didn't want anything to do with him anymore.
Who did you give it to when you dropped it off at his
house? I dropped it off at his carport. He had acknowledged that he picked these things up.
Oh, well, show me where he acknowledged that he picked it up.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Kristen Moriucci says, mold maker Zach Kennard owes for the return of replica Star Wars helmets and other costumes. Zach is countersuing for his unpaid labor and the return of property.
Okay. Were you able to resolve any of the issues between the two of you?
No.
Well, that's too bad. Then I suggest that what you have to do is, if he says that there hasn't been an attempt at mediation in this case, I suggest you do that, where a mediator can look at the items that you want the fact finder to adjudicate and make decisions. Now, you said that you tried mediation.
Your Honor, I had a friend. Actually, we had a mutual friend that was talking to both of us. And my understanding is that Zach reached out to him and said, look, I have items at Tristan's place. Can you go pick those up? This friend of ours, he sat there and contacted me. He said, hey, by the way, there's a few things that you have of Zach's. Can I grab those? I said, sure. By the way, he's got a few things of mine. Can you ask about those? He said, I'll ask. I'll get back to you. Then it was suddenly, give me 2 weeks and you can have your stuff back.
Okay, so you, just for my own information then, you acknowledge that you have some of his things at your house?
Absolutely. And I've offered on multiple occasions to return them.
That's not true.
Well, then maybe you can come to some sort of a consent. What things do you agree on?
I don't have any of his items whatsoever. Everything I had of his, I dropped off at his house because I didn't want anything to do with him anymore.
Who did you give it to when you dropped it off at his
house? I dropped it off at his carport.
In his carport?
Yep.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
He had acknowledged that he picked these things up.
From the carport?
Yeah.
Oh, well, show me where he acknowledged that he picked it up.
I don't have evidence to prove that.
Well, you have a problem then. I'm telling you right now, dropping things off at a carport isn't returning them to him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Can you tell me, Mr. Kennard, because I'm not so sure I believe you, tell me what items you dropped off at the carport?
I dropped off two. Basically, they were helmet props of the Star Wars.
So two helmet props?
Yes.
How big are they?
As big as your head, approximately.
Did he have any other property that belonged to you other than the two helmet props?
He had mold-making materials.
I'm not talking about materials. Did he have any other of your property at his house?
My understanding is that he's taken a set of armor that was at a mutual friend of ours' house.
Not happening without my looking at all that stuff.
There is a matter of my countersuit.
I'm not hearing it.
I worked for him for quite some time, for over a year.
Show me a contract.
I don't have a contract.
Can't help you. You want to act like babies? I treat you like babies. Go back to a mediator, to a court where you can bring out all your toys and all your props and show a judge what you're talking about.
Your Honor.
Anything else you want to tell me? No. Good. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Is he heartlessly holding on to their money?
You had a miscarriage.
Yes, Your Honor.
And that's the reason that the reception was canceled.
It was 5 months into the pregnancy.
Judge Judy.
Personally, I think money got too involved.
Because this is a person that can't be dealt with.
I was very insistent on the idea of, we make this for our friends.
It is impossible to try to settle anything with him.
We don't need to make money off of it.
Because he will try to do anything he can.
Unfortunately, he didn't see it that way.
To go out of his way, to make it into like a matter where he feels accosted.
And it's all been a hobby, and it's been something that we've really enjoyed together.
Just don't be taken advantage of when you're doing somebody a favor.
So this was kind of out of left field for me.